This must be my desire. If the Savior would heed, so with faith I resolve, fully trusting His word.
Well, we feel real needy of the Lord this morning to give us the words of life and to bring these words home to us. I know that the word of the Lord is so blessed. Just His very words, if we read them, if we understand them, if we hear them, if the Lord anoints them to our hearts, they're such a blessing to our life, and we pray that the Lord will do that this morning. I was thinking about the last couple of times here. I was gone last Sunday, but we've spoke of love through forgiveness and how that sets us free to be able to love, and love through acceptance, and how that works with love as well. And this morning I want to think a little bit more about love through understanding. In Proverbs 16 and 22, and I'm thinking something about understanding this morning, and what a blessing it is in our life if we have some understanding from the Lord. In Proverbs 16 and 22, it says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. but the instruction of fools is folly. You know, this word understanding, it means, the word understanding means comprehending or apprehending the ideas or sense of another, or of a writing, learning, or being informed. This same word that says wellspring is translated in a number of other places as fountain or spring. And it says here that when we have understanding, and when we understand the sense of another, that it's a wellspring of life to him that has it. And I trust this morning that the Lord will help us to be able to have that wellspring of life. What is it that the Lord's talking about here when he gives this to us in his word? That there's something here that is a fountain in our life. It's like a spring flowing. It gives life. It gives refreshing to us. And he says here that understanding is like that. That it brings to our lives a wellspring of life to those unto him that hath it. And I want to look a little bit about at some of the different ways that I believe the Lord wants us to have some understanding, and how it will help us be able to understand even the love that God has for us. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, a scripture Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know, if we understand that, what a difference it makes in our life toward all the things that the Lord, toward all his dealings toward us. If we believe in our heart and really understand the sense of it, understand that the Lord has said, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know, the Lord has an expected end for us in our lives. God has some things in mind. He designed us. He built us. He knows what we're like. He made us with our emotional structure and all the things about us. And he allowed us to be in the place that we were born and raised. And the Lord allowed all those things. And in the middle of all of that, God has a plan in mind. He has an expected end that he wants to bring us to. And the scripture says about the Lord, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you." You know, it would be good for us to understand that too. That God has thoughts of peace toward us. He has made an overture toward us. When he died on the cross, the Lord expressed himself there, "I'm dying for you." And you know, when we comprehend that and understand that, it helps us so much to be able, whatever the Lord brings into our life, whatever he allows in our life, you know, God has an end in mind. He's allowed this thing in my life because he has something that he wants to do with this thing. And so if we can really believe that and know that, and it's revealed to our hearts, it makes a great difference. I've seen people out in the world that before they were not saved, and they spoke of God in ways that I couldn't relate to. They spoke of God in ways that it seemed like God was this overbearing something that was trying to get them put in a little hole or something like that, and they didn't want to go there. And you know, I don't see God that way. It seems to me like God is the answer to all of our needs. He's the answer to our problems. We have problems as people. We fall into things. We have emotional needs. We have physical needs. There's many things that come along. Things come along in life. And we need the Lord. But you know, if we can understand in our hearts and know, God has peace in mind toward me. I know the thoughts that he's thinking about me. And yeah, he's let me come into this place. Yes, he's allowed these things. But you know what? I'm going to trust him. Job said, I believe Job had this right. And he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. You know why? Because he was persuaded of God. And there was some things that he understood of the Lord. Evidently, his wife didn't understand them because she said, curse God and die. I can imagine the conversations that she gave to him. You know, if God loved you, why would he allow this thing? But Job wasn't. Oh, he was way too convinced of that. And he had, when all the things that were taken away from him were taken from him, he said, didn't he say something to the effect that he had given? And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe Job had some things that he understood down in his heart. So I want to think about this morning the value of understanding. It's pretty easy for us to understand that with God, perhaps most of us. But sometimes we need understanding in the situations of life. It says in the scripture that we read that it's a wellspring of life. It's a fountain in our life if we have understanding. What is the Lord talking about in our life? What is it that is that kind of blessing to our lives? In Proverbs 4 and 7, and I want to come to some things and talk about some things that might be a trust will be a blessing to us today. It says wisdom, Proverbs 4 and 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now I know wisdom involves understanding, but you know there's something about understanding that Solomon says over and over in his writings. Get understanding. Understanding is a wellspring of life to those that have it. I want to look over in Ezekiel 3 and read a few scriptures. Ezekiel 3 and 14. And this is... So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them at the captivity, of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me. You know, it says here that Ezekiel, he said, the Spirit of the Lord lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. He was troubled. He was upset. I don't know all the circumstances surrounding this. I read back a little bit. But you know, it says that he came, and instead of just pouring out his frustration or bitterness or whatever, you know, he said, I sat where they sat for 7 days. Sometimes I believe it does us well to sit where somebody else sits. He said at the end of those days, the Spirit, he said, the word of the Lord came unto me. I think many times if we don't have the understanding that God gives us, we speak our own words and we speak in the heat of our spirit. And we wonder why we're dealing with so many things sometimes. You know, sometimes we get ourselves into situations in the heat of our spirit when the Lord would like us to sit where somebody else is sitting for a bit before we say anything and try to understand some things. I was thinking about... I read about a boy in school. And his school teacher... Every time that she would call on the class to read publicly and read around, this boy would start acting up and making a clown out of himself and creating such a ruckus that before it came his time to read, she would send him to the principal's office. And this happened every time she did that. And you know, I'm sure she couldn't figure out what was going on. But you know what they found out was that there was a problem there that this boy didn't know how to read. And so he didn't want his time to come and be that embarrassed that he couldn't read in front of everybody. And he had a problem that this teacher didn't realize fully what was going on. But when she understood what was going on, the problem could then be addressed and the situation could be relieved. You know, many times in life, in our own homes, with our own children, with those that we work with, there are many times that there are problems that can be addressed if we simply can get some understanding. The thing is, many times in the heat of our spirit, we say, we do, and it shuts the door for us to be able to comprehend and understand what's really the need in the situation. I just want us to think about that as we go, as we work along through some scriptures here. Sometimes people's fears cause them to be unable to work through things in a normal way. Now, you know, it doesn't make excuse for the boy creating that kind of a ruckus in the class. It doesn't make excuse for somebody to do things that are wrong. But you know, sometimes if we can understand one another a little better and seek for that understanding, understanding is a wellspring of life. If this teacher could have known what was going on from the start, it would have cut out that whole embarrassing situation for the boy, for the principal, for everybody involved. It would have changed things. You know, when we look at those kind of things and we realize what fuels people, many times there's things that are fueling people. And if we can understand, I believe that we'll be refreshed many times by an answer that will unlock a situation. I believe that's what Solomon was talking about when he spoke of this. Sometimes I believe people's situations are fueled by disappointments that they've had in life. And you begin to talk to them and you think they're just so hard-hearted. And you know, sometimes people are hard-hearted. Sometimes people get hard-hearted because of some disappointments they had. I worked for a fellow one time on a job. And I walked up and I'd never even told him my name. And he started cursing and swearing at me. And he recognized some way the company that I was with. And he was angry at the company. But you know what I found out was the men on the job, I began to work on that job. And he created all kinds of trouble for me. My lights were out in my area. Almost the whole time I was there, my lights were never on. All around me in the store, the lights were on, except that row of lights. And they were off. Everything that I went to get, if I needed something, I overheard him one time speaking on the little mic to the people in the office. Don't give him his FedEx that came in. You know, people are like that. But you know what I found out? One of the other men that ran the whole trim job for the whole mall, for the whole store, they said when he came on the job, the first thing they did was they just got into this shouting match and cursing and swearing at each other, up in each other's face, just red like that. But you know, what they said had happened was this man had a son that died some way in a car wreck or something like that. And you know, when I realized what his problem was, it changed my feelings about what was going on. You know, many times if we can understand one another, what fuels a situation, why do people react like they do? You know, there's things many times that if we can understand, it makes it so much easier for us to work with them. Doesn't mean we accept the wrong. It means the way we work with them is different. The way we see their need is that we see their need instead of what's happening. Many times it works that way. And when we begin to see one of our children, for instance, begins to give us there begins to be a problem, you know what we look for? What is fueling this? Is there something behind this? Is there some embarrassment that's creating this situation? Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. And as we raise our children, as we live with one another in close quarters and work with one another in the congregation, God help us to have understanding in our heart, that we see one another's needs, that we recognize, well, you know what, maybe somebody feels insecure in their place in the congregation. Maybe somebody feels insecure in who they are. Maybe they feel insecure in the fact that things aren't going right in their life. And you know what? They need some help in those situations. Many times we see what's going on. We see they're wrong, but we don't understand what's fueling it. And sometimes, many times, we can go in and a little hand of love, a little hand of understanding makes a big difference. Imagine this boy that was in school that could not read. I imagine if the teacher, when she found out, dealt with him right, he found a friend. He found somebody that he could then kind of confide in. Now he, instead of embarrassment, now he has a strength there. I believe many times understanding will give us a strength that nothing else will. Many times people's problems are fueled by fears, sometimes by anger, and sometimes their anger is fueled by fears. And we see those kind of things. People are afraid sometimes. They're afraid to testify. Maybe they're afraid of something. You know, I would like for the Lord to help us to be able to understand how to break some of those things down. I know there is liberty. There is liberty in the Spirit of the Lord. There is liberty when the Spirit of the Lord has worked in your heart and mine and bonded us together in love, and we understand that about one another. You know, we can deal with some differences. We can deal with some elements that we don't understand, or some things that maybe, and I'm not talking about sinful things. We're not talking about fellowshipping sinful things. But you know, when we see one another and we recognize our needs as people, it helps us so much to be able to help one another. You know, when you know that they have concern, and you understand that in your heart, as we do with the Lord, you know, it makes us able to open up and take from one another in a way that would not be possible otherwise. I believe some of these things can unlock doors that have been shut a long time in people's lives. The Lord wants our marriages, our homes. I believe He wants to unlock some doors. And I believe through understanding one another is one of those places that we begin to understand what what we deal with. It helps us be more patient with those and their needs. In Proverbs 3, it speaks of understanding. I love this passage of Scripture. Proverbs 3 and 13. It speaks of understanding and wisdom. And it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Now it says he's happy. "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." Now what he's saying here is there's a gain to be had. There's a merchandise, a trading. It's valuable. It's worth something. And it says here the gain that you have from wisdom and understanding with one another, here he says, is more than the gain of fine gold. "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her hand, and in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." You know, a while ago, it was a wellspring of life. Here he refers it to a tree of life. "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." I just want to encourage us this morning that we seek to understand through the Spirit of the Lord, that we understand one another, that we understand the workings of the Lord with us, that we understand those that are in close proximity to us, our own spouse, that we have some understanding in those ways. I believe that what we will find is when we allow God to work in our heart, it is the Lord that gives understanding. It is the Lord that gives wisdom. And as we humble ourselves before Him, we have choices to make. We can become resistant, we can become bitter, we can become angry, or we can become humble and ask of God, Lord, in spite of the offenses, I want to know how to work with this. I'd like for you to give me some understanding. I'd like for you to teach me how to go under and back of where the enemy's working and work with something that's deeper than that. And I believe the Lord will help us to do that. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. You know, God has created ways of pleasantness. I believe, I'm persuaded, God wants our homes to be a place of pleasantness, a place of joy, a place where peace abounds there. God wants that in our home, and I know we can have it. And you know, I believe the Lord wants that here as well. And I'm not saying we don't have that, but you know, there's always places to improve, to look, Lord, how can it be better? Lord, how can I understand things a little better, follow in Your ways, humble myself, and walk in a way that is not does not bring about negative reactions in people. I'm seeking the Lord myself for that. I want to know how to walk in the ways of understanding. In 1 Kings 10 and 7 and 8, now I know Solomon wrote these things, I believe, but you know, somebody testified for him. Now Solomon did not follow the ways of wisdom and understanding all his life. He began to follow his lusts. He began to follow his passions and his flesh. It was not that he did not know better. It was not that he did not have understanding, but he followed his lust and his ways. In 10 and 7, it says of the Queen of Sheba came to visit him. And I'll start at 5. And she spoke of when she had seen Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, the meat of his table, the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent, by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. And listen what she says about it. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. You know, I believe when we deal with one another in wisdom like that, it produces pleasantness and happiness. And I want the Lord to help us. I want the Lord to help me. I want this place to be a place of joy. A place where we feel at home here. A place where we love one another in a way that is a real drawing to our own selves, to our children. But you know, there are some things we have to understand for that to happen in its fullness. In the very things that we say, the very things that we do, it has a lot. If we don't cross our own flesh, this is not possible. Just to know it is not enough. Solomon knew it, and he gave way to his flesh. He gave way to his passions, and he did what he did. And he ruined all the work that God had for him to do. this Queen of Sheba came and she said, there wasn't any more spirit left in me. I could not believe what God had done in your kingdom. The half was not told. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee. You know, the Lord, I believe, wants us to stand before Him in happiness and contentedness and prosperity in the things of the Lord. And we want the Lord to do that. I was thinking still about the job and the department stores that we worked in. We worked in a lot of places. And there's places that we went in. There's one place I still remember vividly. Out in Tennessee, up in the corner, almost up to the Carolinas. And we went in there, and from the time we came into the town even, people were friendly there. We came to the department store and drove up, and they put, I believe it was 5 or 6 guys out there helping us unload. There was other places that we went, and the minute we drove up, the dock hands were mad. Why are you here? And they didn't tell me you were supposed to be here today. And on and on. And many times we tried to see from the time we drove up to many of those jobs. I want to try to figure out what the manager's like before I meet him. And most of the time you can do that by the way that the people around him are reacting, the people that are hired. You know, the Lord, the jobs, on those jobs where men were angry and all of those things, they still got done. The job still got done. But everybody was unhappy the whole time. That people were fanching. People were angry. People were upset. There was a lot of contention and strife on some of those jobs. But you know, I saw jobs. I saw people. And this one that I was telling you about in Tennessee, I started talking about it to different ones. And they said, this town is a town that had 3 Christian men that started this town. And they started it on Christian principles. And they told about how that it was run all through their town was still a lot like that. It was very evident because of the way it was. There was a friendly atmosphere there. There was a blessing in that place. I still remember it well going there. Sometime I want to go back and see that place. It has a drawing to me. But the places that were not, the job still got done. The thing still happened, but it wasn't pleasant. The men were not happy. The things were not sometimes even well done, I'm sure, at those places. In Ephesians 5 and 17, it speaks of, here it says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I believe the Lord has some things He wants us to understand, some things that He wants to give us and bless us with. Maybe we'll read just a little bit more back in Proverbs. In the second chapter, the scripture we just read says, don't be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I believe the Lord wants us to understand His will in our life. He wants us to understand His will in our dealings with one another. Back here in Proverbs 2:2, it says, well, we'll start at 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. These things are closely aligned. Understanding is closely aligned to walking in the ways of the Lord. And he started this out by saying, my son, if you'll receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Calling wisdom there in that sense, his commandments. His word, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. You know, these scriptures are, they are such a treasure to point us in the right direction. I believe that wisdom and understanding in the things that we need from day to day, they're not within us. Most of us, I know for me, they're not within us. If we don't get help from the Lord, we're in trouble. But he told us a secret here. He said, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. The Lord has promised that those that need wisdom, he said, that he would give it liberally and not upbraid us for not having it. He knows we need him for these things. If you seek for it as silver and search for it as for a hid treasure, you know how people do that? They seek for things. They seek for silver. It's talking about riches. If you seek for it as people seek for riches, they spend their life after it. They spend their time after it. They spend a long days looking for it. And he said, if you seek for this like people seek for that, he said, verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And another place there he said, judgment, you're going to understand, and equity, yea, every good path. Verse 10 says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. I don't have a lot more this morning, but I just want to share these thoughts with us. Today, understanding will keep us. If we have understanding, if we don't follow our own mind, our own thought, our own angers, our own passions, when people follow those things, we find a life without discretion. We find so many problems. But he says here, the Lord, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. The Lord wants to do that for us. He has a good path for us to walk in. A path of pleasantness. A path where peace abounds. But it's not just knowing about it. It's not just hearing of it. It's understanding in the heart. Understanding in the things we do. Understanding, applying it to our life. And when we do that, I believe that we're going to find some peace and some pleasantness that the Lord wants to give us. I just want to encourage us this morning. The paths of pleasantness are there to be had. God has them for every one of us. I believe that. And the Lord wants to increase our peace. He wants to increase our joy. He wants to increase our pleasantness. But it comes sometimes at a crucifixion to the flesh. Because when we receive real understanding, it's going to cross our own passions. It's going to cross our own thoughts many times. And as we do that, as we seek the Lord, and as we read His Word, it's so important for us daily to read, to grasp a hold of the Word of God, to understand what it's saying. In doing that, what we'll find is it will admonish us. It'll change us. We will maybe have said things in a way that we didn't realize, and we wonder why the volcano here. And many times, the word of the Lord will correct us if we will allow it to, and give us those things that we need. I believe I've heard it said that at the end of life, that the Lord wants to ripen people all the way through their life, more and more. A woman, a man, at the end of their life, ought to be sweetly ripened up in the things of God. They ought to be generous, kind, gentle, sweet You know what that comes from? It comes from continually understanding and applying and allowing the work of God in our lives. The Lord wants to just do that all through our life. I know there is a wonderful work done in the Holy Spirit. When it comes into our life, our house, He changes us dramatically. There is a change that takes place, and He fills our hearts. But you know what? There is a work there that He wants to do from then on and wants to give us land. And I hope we don't quit taking land until the end of our way. I hope all the way through that we keep finding more treasures, that we keep finding more places that we find. They got in the Canaan land there after the Israelites went in. And you know what Caleb said? I believe they had went through and conquered a ways. And he said, now, went back to Joshua and he said, now Moses promised me this mountain. And he said, now give me this mountain. And he went back and took that place and believed that God was going to give it to him. We sang the song this morning about the mountain railroad. And I was sitting there thinking about the little engine that said he could. And I think I can. I think I can. But you know, I believe it can be better than that. Because we trust in one that will. And I believe that we can put our hand in His and say, I know I can. By the grace of God and by the help of the Spirit of the Lord, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That was Paul's feeling. I know I can. I know the Lord can help me. I know He can help me to get past myself and get past this place. I know He's going to sweeten me up more and more. I know He's going to work in ways in my home and in my relationships with other people as I go along. When I fail and I don't even know sometimes that, you know what? That's a stepping stone. It's a place that we look at. Lord, give me understanding through this. Now I understand. I don't think I better go there again. You know what? The Lord works with us like that. He wants to bring paths of pleasantness in our lives. He wants to bring things that will be a blessing to our homes. And I appreciate the Lord this morning. Maybe one more scripture in Job 32 and 8. I know this was Elihu speaking here, but Job 32 and 8. He said, but there is, starting at 7. I said days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. And it should. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. I just want to close with that this morning. The Spirit of the Almighty gives understanding. If we can recognize that, then it makes us able to come before the Lord and humble ourselves. Lord, I need some of Your wisdom. I need some of Your understanding, and I need the grace to put it in my life. I know I can. I know You can help me. I know You can help me to change. And you know, as we do that, I believe that every time we find another piece of land, it's going to have some grapes there. It's going to have a house there, some houses in that area that we didn't know anything about, and they're going to be ours. We're going to live there. We're going to dwell there. It's going to bring things to us that we didn't even work for when we capture those places in our life. You all pray for us that we can do this in our own lives and that the Lord will draw us all closer together. My heart is, Lord, that You would draw us together, that You would break every band, that You would break those places that would hinder, those things that would cause failures or cause misunderstandings. Lord, break those bands. Teach us and give us those paths of peace. Amen.